Yeah. Okay, good morning. Welcome to another round of ABCD. I realized we could add another letter. We could call it a Bitachon Custard Donut Event. So we could call it an ABCDE. If you come up with an F or G, let me know. Anyways, we're doing the Shar Bitachon, talking a little bit about trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I want to share two psukim that Chovos Levavos brings down, and then we'll jump quickly, if we have time, to the famous alchemist. He quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah. He writes, "Kishtayim ra'is asa ami oisi." Two bad things the Jewish people did to me. God is talking. He says, "Oisi azu." He says, "Azu mikor mayim chayim lachzay lahem ba'aris nishbarim." They forsake me. They left me, the mikor chayim, the source of all water blessing, to dig ba'aris, to dig wells that are broken. The Radak explains that Rishon, that what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that trust in me. You don't have to look anywhere else. I'm Niagara Falls. I'm the Mississippi River. I'm the source of where all the water comes from. Water is known to be a Simen Bracha. It's where all the Bracha, all the Shefa, all the good that you get comes from me. So why, if I'm the river, would you go next to the river? Imagine you were on the Delaware, on the Mississippi, and then you needed a cup of water, you're going out camping. Instead of taking your little bucket and you fill it from the water, you start digging a hole, you know, a few yards away from the river, trying to find a well. Like, does that make any sense? No, just go to the river. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Jewish people. Why are you going to look to other gods, other places where you can, you know, put your trust in and hopefully find what you're looking for, when I'm the source of all blessing, I'm the source of everything? Stop digging next to me and trying to find alternative sources. Come directly to me. You don't got to worry about anything. He writes another pasuk, a famous pasuk. He writes, and we say it every day at the end of davening, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem V'Hay HaShem Miftachai. Right? Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, and in Hashem will be his security. A famous question is why is there a double lashon? Why does he say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be your security, your trust twice? So the Malbim explains that there's two types of people, right? There's two types of way that you could trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first person could trust in Hashem that he's going to bring his, you know, salvation, his Yeshua, whatever he's looking for, but he's really trusting in his boss, or this other guy who is going to actually give him the raise or get him off the ticket. And he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the decision, but he's putting his trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him out through this specific person, through this specific way. Whereas someone who truly trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has the double lashon, he trusts in Hashem, and you know Hashem is his security, he knows that if it doesn't work out this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hundreds of other ways he can bring whatever it is I'm looking for to reality. It doesn't have to be from point A, it could be from point B, it could be from C, D, E, F, G, wherever it's from. When you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you want that menuchas nefesh, that relaxed life where you don't have to worry about if this guy is going to pull through, or you don't have to worry about flattering that guy or having to pay back that guy. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hundreds of different ways he can support you and grant you the thing that you are looking for. Now, of course, you have to always know that whoever is the person that's helping you, of course it comes from Hashem, but you still have to have a karsa tov to the guy who is being Hashem's shliach. You know, one of the greatest ways you can actually work on your bitachon in order to get that relaxed menuchas nefesh, that, you know, the worry-free life, is working on your hakar satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by noticing all the little hashkacha pratis that you have in your life. Something so small, right? It could be, I remember one of the example that I like to give is when I was in yeshiva years ago, it was a cold day like this morning, and our dorm door never really closed very well. You have to push it really well. And then the people who were sleeping right next to the door would get upset when people would leave because the door wouldn't close, and then the wind would blow in and they would get very upset. I remember one morning I had to leave, and I slammed the door behind me, and of course it didn't close. And my first thought was, oh, this is so aggravating that I have to, you know, turn around and go back and lock the door. And then when I was turning around, I felt my pockets and I didn't have my earbuds. And I was like, oh, great. The door's open. I don't have to take out my hands and, you know, do the code and walk in. It saved me 2 seconds. But those 2 seconds was in my mind at the moment meaningful. I was like, oh, thank you, Hashem, for not closing the door behind me 5 seconds ago. Something small, so small like that could be something that really helps you strengthen those hashkacha pratis muscles. So when you, you know, and could if you could focus on the small things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, you'll be strengthening your muscles that when hard times come, you'll know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for me in these easy, light, you know, not such big factor times, when the tough gets going, or whatever the lashon is, whatever the, you know, when it gets tough times, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you, because if he's there for you in the easy and the not so difficult times, of course he'll be there for you in the more difficult times. You'll be strengthening your muscles. Next week, because we're just getting a little bit, behind schedule, because there's a lot of beautiful things before, we're talking about an alchemist, right? We're going to go, I'll tell you one thing. The alchemist, right, is a guy who can create money out of anything. I don't know what the exact, you know, ingredients are, but imagine, you know, you don't understand what an alchemist is, but I like to think of it, imagine someone who's like a tech guy, right, who could do a lot of different cons and manipulating the markets. Or if, you know, you're a con artist, right, you could forge art. You could kind of like create your own money out of nothing if you could forge. So those are two different, you know, ways you can try to imagine someone who could just not have to worry about job. I just have to create money. I could forge, you know, Mona Lisa, you know, the modern day Neil Caffrey or something like that. But, so you would think that this alchemist would have a stress-free, worry-free life. But we're going to go through a couple different things where a person who has a Baal B'Tachon knows and has, you know, a more relaxed and calm nature than this alchemist, because this alchemist, he needs specific ingredients. He needs a rat tail or a bat's wing or whatever these, you know, potions consist of. Whereas, as we said before, someone who has a Baal B'Tachon knows that no matter where he is, no matter what job, no matter what's going on, I don't need something specific to make my money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send it to me any which way. Versus this alchemist, this con artist knows he needs a special ink, he knows a special paper, a special parchment. But someone who's a Baal B'Tachon knows that there's hundreds of different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send me money, could send me whatever I need. So I don't have to worry if plan A didn't work out, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plan B, C, D, all the way to Z. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.